This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Projections from the second round of France's parliamentary elections on Sunday show President Emmanuel Macron's alliance has received the most seats, but has lost its outright majority. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Polls are being held nationwide to select members of the National Assembly, the most powerful branch of France's parliament. Predictions based on partial results show that Macron's candidates would win between 200 and 250 seats, but that's much less than the 289 needed for a straight majority. A new coalition forming between the hard left, socialists, and the Greens, as his main opposition, and a growing far right party, puts pressure on Macron's political future. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Firefighters in Spain and Germany struggled to contain wildfires on Sunday amid an unusual heat wave in Western Europe for this time of year. The worst damage in Spain has been in the northwest, according to regional authorities, while German officials said that residents of three villages near Berlin were ordered to leave their homes because of approaching wildfire Sunday. Spanish authorities said that after 3 days of high temperatures, high winds, and low humidity, some relief came with dropping temperatures Sunday morning. At least 25 people were killed by lightning or landslides over the weekend in Bangladesh, while millions were left stranded or homeless in low-lying northeastern parts of the country, as the country faces the worst monsoon floods in its recent history. In the neighboring Indian state, at least 17 people were killed during the wave of flooding that began this month. Many of Bangladesh's rivers have risen to dangerous levels, and the runoff from heavy rains from across Indian mountains worsened the situation. That's according to the head of the state-run Flood Forecasting and Warning Center. Bangladesh and India have experienced increasing extreme weather in recent years, causing large-scale damage. This is VOA News. Officials in charge of the sport of competitive swimming are creating an open category for transgender athletes. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The president of the governing body, FINA, announced Sunday swimming intends to set up an open category to allow transgender athletes to compete in a separate class at the elite level. The policy will, however, exclude many transgender athletes from the top level of women's swimming. FINA's president says he does not want any athlete to be told they cannot compete at the highest level, claiming it will be the first federation with an open category at meets. The body unveiled a policy on inclusivity on Sunday that was later approved by the members. Last year, the International Olympic Committee announced guidelines but asked federations to produce their own sport-specific rule. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
New York is giving city workers fired for not getting the COVID vaccine a chance to get their old jobs back if they get the shot. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Mayor Eric Adams fired more than 1,400 city workers who failed to comply with the vaccine mandate put in place by his predecessor. A city spokesperson says about 600 unvaccinated workers, like police and firefighters, got a letter detailing the offer. Department of Education workers will get the same memo later in the summer. The city says 97% of workers are vaccinated and that the goal was always vaccination rather than termination. Adams was the target of criticism for exempting athletes and performers not based in New York City from the vaccine mandate while keeping the rule in place for private and public workers. Julie Walker, New York.
One of Tunisia's main political parties said on Sunday it would not recognize any agreement that Tunis makes with international lenders in exchange for unpopular reforms, the latest threat to a possible deal with the International Monetary Fund. The Constitutional Free Party, which is projected to win a large margin over rivals in any parliamentary elections, joined the UGTT union in rejecting economic reforms demanded by the IMF. The director of the Middle East at the IMF, Jihad Azur, will visit Tunisia on Monday to meet with President Kais Saied in an indication that official negotiations could start soon over a rescue package. Tunisia, which faces a financial crisis, is seeking a deal on a $4 billion loan through the IMF in return for an unpopular reform package to shore up its struggling public finances. The government reform package includes a wage freeze and cuts in food and energy subsidies. Repeating our top story, projections from the second round of France's parliamentary elections show President Emmanuel Macron's alliance has received the most seats but has lost its outright majority.